Is there no one else out here in Radioland who has written to detest the treacly music you now use to accompany your Thursday Letters from Folks segment?
We're only quoting the critical appraisal of Steve Willingham in Juneau, Alaska.
Your letters section has always been a landmark of my week, announced as it was by the clacking of a manual typewriter blasting print across the cosmos. It connected me with other radios glowing around the globe. Now it is a boring, mewling, Muzak-ish introduction. I still listen, but I don't salivate.
And so, with apologies to all with similarly dry mouths, we read from some of your letters.
Paul Bischke of St. Paul, Minnesota, was one of several listeners who wrote to us about Marion Winnick's recent commentary in which she described talking with children about drugs, considering her own past use of them. Mr. Bischke writes, "It's nice to hear of a mother talking to her kids about criminalized drugs so sensibly. No personal hypocrisy, no mindless repetition of government propaganda, just a frank and compassionate discussion of the real risks, like AIDS, of irresponsible use."
A very different reaction to Winnick's commentary from Kenneth Hadwiger of Charleston, Illinois. "By placing such drivel on NPR, it makes her silly attempts to justify herself seem worthy of consideration. They aren't."
John Aaron Atkins of Indianapolis wrote to us about another commentary that disturbed him. He writes, "I found Jeff Getty's lashing out at the treatment situation of his illness quite churlish. It's unfortunate that AIDS patients in some states are now treated by lottery, but not everyone with AIDS can be treated with the resources allotted to public health agencies."
Mr. Atkins asks, what does Jeff Getty suggest be done? His view of AIDS patients vis-a-vis others needing publicly funded treatment of their diseases is selfish.
Another medical question from Kathleen Clark of Stuart, Florida. "Today's doctor's discussion about reasons for winter transmission of the flu, low humidity due to heating, close proximity due to people remaining inside, were all well and good. However, how does this explain the increased infections with the flu in southeast Florida?"
From Edward Gross of Boston, Massachusetts, a reply in verse to Lenore Skenazy's essay on why women should envy bald men.
"Ode to Lenore's hair piece. Dear Lenore, if you adore your hair no more, if you think great and wish your fate a bald man's pate, do not dread, why not instead just shave your head?"
Are you salivating yet, Steve Willingham? We welcome your comments. Our email address is atc@npr.org. When you write, please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. Our postal address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001.